Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to share with others, leave a review, or say hello on social media, and the link's in the description. Today I wanted to talk about how we deal with feelings of guilt. And guilt and remorse aren't necessarily bad things. They can help us to resolve not to repeat mistakes or where we've hurt other people. But if we're feeling that again and again, then there may be some value to focusing your attention on it, gaining some insight to it, and letting it go. And it might be that you feel you've made a mistake in the past, so it's one particular thing again and again from your past that you feel guilt about. Or it might be that you regularly feel guilt about everyday little things and interactions with other people, and that's definitely how I experience it. Did I say the wrong thing to that person? Did I do the wrong thing in that situation? And the way that we sometimes approach that is to either try and shut it out completely, which never works, thinking about it over and over and over again, which never really resolves it. Or it might be that we over-apologize, so we're saying sorry for every little thing that we're doing. And none of those are really hugely constructive ways of dealing with it. So the first thing is just to make sure that you're feeling compassion towards yourself. And it's helpful to think about the situation as it happening to a friend. So if this was happening to a friend of yours, how would you talk to them? And the chances are you'd reassure them. And so you want to speak to yourself in the same way. And it's also helpful to take a step back, a step out of the eye of the storm, and observe what it is that you're feeling. So you can notice what's going on in your mind. You can notice the thoughts that you're having. You can notice where in your body that you're experiencing it. So with me, it might be in my stomach. And then breathing with that feeling of remorse or guilt, and accepting that you're feeling it rather than shutting it out or trying to puzzle through it through thoughts and resolve it. You can ask yourself, and it's an important question to ask, am I really being fair on myself? So if it is that one particular situation from your past, you do have to ask yourself the question, did I intend for my actions to cause harm to somebody else? And it is possible that the answer could be yes. And in that case, Thich Nhat Hanh would talk about the art of a good apology. So you talk to your friend, you acknowledge the damage that you've done. You say, I'm sorry that I hurt you, and that you're going to try and do better in the future. The chances are, though, that we're beating ourselves up for something that we didn't really intend to happen. And it is important to be kind to yourself. And holding guilt for years, or having everyday guilt over lots of little things, you can make a decision to experience that, sit with it, and then decide that it's time to let it go. And if you do feel guilty for lots of little things that are happening, it's important each time that you experience that you notice the feeling that you're having each and every single time and acknowledge it. And be aware that you can choose how you act on that feeling. So that doesn't have to mean that you immediately act in a particular way or immediately apologize for everything that you do. And it's important to look deeply into why you might be experiencing guilt frequently. And a lot of the time it's actually a difficult childhood experience that we've had, or a relationship that we've had early in our lives. observing that feeling, noticing the effect on ourselves. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do a 20-minute guided meditation. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell, and I'll do the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, becoming aware of your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Then bringing your attention to your body, noticing if you feel warm or cold, noticing if you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. Your legs on the chair. Moving your attention to your thoughts and feelings. Noticing each thought as it enters your awareness. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. Might be a happy thought about today. Might be feeling remorse about yesterday. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, sitting with it for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently, firmly, and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing on your breath, noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how it feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. aware of my guilt, I breathe in. Smiling to my guilt, I breathe out. Aware of guilt, smiling. Seeing the roots of my guilt, I breathe in. Smiling to the roots of my guilt, I breathe out. Seeing roots, smiling. Seeing my thoughts as clouds passing overhead, I breathe in. Seeing my remorseful thoughts as a passing cloud, I breathe out. Seeing clouds passing, remorse passing. Breathing in, I see myself as empty space. Breathing out, I feel free. Space, free. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy and live a long life. Thank you, and I look forward to practicing with you again.